This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again. 3 from the same spot. for Braylon Gordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under. Banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left. It goes to Mesher. Back door. Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup. Got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman stands behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Gordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lawley in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lawley in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good afternoon to you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie High School. We've got a doubleheader for you from here at Fort Loramie today. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, tip-off between the Fort Loramie girls, 7-0, and the Versailles girls, 4-4. And then tonight, airtime 6:55, the Versailles boys are here at Fort Loramie. We will be keeping our eyes and ears wide open later on this evening for a big game at Rushi. The Rushi boys entertain Troy Christian, which has starters back from a year ago, a club that should be mighty good and could be a lofty seed in the Piqua boys Division 4 sectional. But here today it's Fort Loramie and Versailles in the matinee, a girls' contest. It's been several years since Versailles has beaten Fort Loramie. The Redskins a favorite here today, but I think it's gotten tighter and tighter. Redskins not playing as well as they can. Head coach Carlos Siegel will be the first to tell you. It's a team which hasn't shot it well. Versailles has played Marion Local twice, Lima Bath. Those are three of the four losses. So the Tigers have played a rugged schedule and are ready for Fort Loramie here today. Stay tuned. Be with us all afternoon. We should have a very good ball game.
Well, and there's quite a rivalry. I mean, they're not in the same leg, but Versailles and Loramie a few years back, those games were wars because Versailles was very good when Jackie Ratterman coached them, and of course Carla was still here, and they had some outstanding battles, and then Versailles kind of fell off. But you know, they're starting to come back. They get some continuity with the same coach, and they start getting the Versailles feeling again, and they got to have athletes over there for sure.
Speaking of coaches, Carla Siegel, year number 24 as the mentor of the Fort Loramie girls program. What a phenomenal record. A 53-game win streak in the Shelby County Athletic League. 52 in a row overall here at home. In fact, I remember the last home defeat suffered by the Fort Loramie girls. It was early in the 2017-18 season. Fort Loramie scheduled Tippecanoe right here in this gym.
Yeah, Tippecanoe was good.
Yes, and Tip beat Fort Loramie. Carla's record in tournament play, excellent. If there's an adjective that supersedes excellent, that's what it is. 15 Shelby County League titles, 21 sectional titles in tournament action, 19 district championships, 8 regional championships, 3 state titles, a runner-up, 8 Final Fours, overall winning percentage for Carla here in year number 24. Rounded up to 81%. My, oh, my, oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that she's been coaching 24 years, and she's only, she started when she was 10. So, but yeah, she just, what a record. 24 years, 21 sectional tournaments, that's pretty impressive.
And with a win today and a victory on Thursday over Houston, she amasses 500 total victories. Yep. Paul Bremingen at Rushi in excess of 30 years, I think reaches 500 later this week as well.
Right.
Carla in 24 years with a win today, a win Thursday. She is at 500. Just remarkable for sure. You mentioned coaches. We talked about Carla. Tracy White, now Tracy Payne, head coach of the Versailles Tigers, her fifth season, assisted head coach Jackie Stonebreaker back in 2017-18.
Yeah, I think I called her Ratterman, didn't I? I kind of went old school on her.
You're loud. That's what she was at one time. Tracy Payne has been the head coach of the Versailles program since 18-19. She compiled a 46-8 record as head coach at New Philadelphia, led the Quakers to a regional semifinal in her first year there and a state semifinal in her second year. She was the varsity assistant with Stonebreaker for one season, or I should say 2 years, before taking on the head role. A Danville High School graduate, played basketball at Walsh, and was a 1,000-point scorer. And, you know, talent, Chuck, goes in cycles. You know, we're seeing it with the Anna boys. Saw them last night. Anna played very hard, a club that will get better and better as the season progresses. And Versailles, over the last 3-4 seasons, under Tracy, a transformation, certainly a transition, without a doubt. And when she entered, talent level was down, and everybody getting used to her coaching style. And it's a club that's 4-4, has played a tough schedule so far, and is quite competitive.
Well, they do play a tough schedule, and
the MAC,
just like Fort Loramie does. Now the MAC is tougher than the Shelby County League, top to bottom, but. Fort Loramie almost plays almost all of the MAC schools anyway, so it's like they're in two different leagues. But yeah, Versailles, this is going to be a competitive game today because Loramie just still has not found their stride and what they want to be this year.
Right. It was about this time last year when Fort Loramie was rolling along undefeated and went to Versailles, and the Tigers gave Fort Loramie fits in that game.
I remember
for
that.
Two and a half, three quarters.
Yep.
It was a 6-8-point game. Loramie finally pulled away.
Yeah, we were so high up that you had to tell me what was going on, but I remember that game.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. These three are Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Muffler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Coffee Furniture in Sydney on West Michigan Avenue has a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. The prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Gaufney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Gaufneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GaufneyFurniture.com. That's GOFFEN. Furniture.com, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. A big key to this game, Chuck, how well Versailles starts. In girls basketball, scoring is down, it seems like, this year. You and Brian Billing covered the game 1 week ago today, Fort Loramie Minster, 10-8 at the end of the first half, right?
Yeah, that set girls basketball back a little bit, but it was not your typical Minster Loramie games in the past with the Ivy Wolves for Minster and the Kenzie Holshers for
right.
Fort Loramie. And I think in general it's down a little bit. I think that when we saw Tri-Village, they looked really, really good. The Hunt girl didn't play. Morgan Hunt didn't play. And their freshman 6'3 girl, forget her name, and I don't feel like looking through the scorebook, but she had a terrific game. She had 18 points and at least a dozen rebounds. And she really did a good job of doing it in the interior against what's supposed to be Rushi's strength.
Right. The Tri-Village will feed the Southwest Regional at Vandalia Butler. Of course, the Fort Loramie and Rushi are favorites to do so as well. The fourth regional favorite will come from the MAC as the Northwest District in D4 Girls sends a team down from that district to the Southwest Regional this year. Who knows, could be Marion Local. That's a favorite. It's a team that is very good, has beaten Versailles twice. I was talking with Versailles coaches. Fouls are always an issue in a game. How about this, Chuck? Versailles saw Marion Local girls in one of the two meetings in which they played go to the stripe 34 times. You can't overcome that, can you?
Well, you can't, but I mean, I'm looking, and you can't judge yet, but they've got some size for sure.
Yep.
It just depends on, you know, how they're blocking shots, if they're good with their feet and keep their hands off defensively. But this is the type of team with that size inside that can give Loramie fits.
Speaking of that size, Taylor Wagner, nearly 10 points a game, 6'1 sophomore. Talking about youth, you spoke of the freshman at Tri-Village. 10th grader for the Versailles Tigers, leads the team in scoring. She's over 6 feet tall, Wagner. She is supported by Jenna Dirksen. Plays a guard forward wing position, a junior. 5'9", she too is right about 10 points a game. Fort Loramie girls have gotten good scoring here recently from Skylar Albers, Avery Brandewey. Albers had 8 and a big fourth quarter 3 in the game last Saturday against Mister.
Yep.
Brandewey had 14 in that game. 10 of them came in the second half and in overtimes. She was a key for certain.
She was absolutely the key, and it was just a heck of a game as far as closeness and intensity. But the Hemelgarden girl hit the three at the deepest part of the corner to send it into the second overtime, and then Loramie kind of got their groove a little bit there in the second one. So many thanks to you, Chuck, and Brian Billing for being the Scores broadcast team the last four games while I was out in Arizona.
We enjoyed it. Brian, I enjoy working with Brian. Good guy.
I tell you what, there were at least 2 days when at 10 o'clock in the morning, it was probably colder than you were by 3 or 4 in the afternoon. We had some real chilly mornings.
Yeah, well, you were out in Arizona, though. And the only thing that troubled me a little bit with Brian is he's a little conceited because he kept reading about how he was the best sports page in the area.
Yeah, the Sydney Daily News, the most read sports page in the region, thanks to Brian Billing.
He does a great job both places.
I'd like to let you know that the local radio station in Sydney, which had covered high school basketball the last 2 years, at this time has chosen not to receive our internet audio feed. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes, about 8 minutes away from the tip-off of today's game between the Fort Loramie girls 7-0 and Versailles 4-4 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We welcome you back to the Fort Loramie High School gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie, Jack with Chuck. As we noted several minutes ago, with a win today, a win Thursday, head coach Carlos Siegel at Fort Loramie will have accumulated 500 victories in her 23 years plus head coaching girls hoops here at Fort Loramie. Won't be any easy task today. The Versailles girls have looked real good, thumping Fort Recovery, by the way, on Thursday night to advance to 4-4 on the year. The undefeated mark for the Fort Loramie Redskins includes a 32-30 win over Miami East and a 42-34 triumph over Bethel, both victories in doubt until late in the fourth quarter. A 10-point win over Anna, 41-31. Victories over Bodkins and Fairlawn, 60-35 and 60-23 respectively. A 46-24 triumph over the Jackson Center Tigers. And last Saturday, a 5-point win against Minster. And Chuck, three pretty close games so far this year for the Fort Loramie girls. Is that an advantage as we head into a real difficult part of the schedule?
I think it's an advantage to the point that if it's a close game, they've been in them. I think it's a disadvantage that some of those teams that they played close, maybe they shouldn't have played them that closely.
Right.
So, you know, I think the biggest key today for Loramie is the size, interiors, long arms at this end. Even when they've had their really good teams, there were times where they struggled when they had to get the ball up over top of long arms. And I think that's what Versailles is going to throw at them today.
Redskins statistically and not shooting it quite as well as they have in recent years. Two-point shooting, three-point shooting, foul shooting a bit down. We talked about how talent cycles. Let's face it, this is an extremely young Fort Loramie team. Three seniors, two of whom don't see much action. And so you take the first 10, 12 games of the regular season to develop, enhance, improve. And that's where Fort Loramie is. That's where Versailles is.
That's right. I mean, you spend the first part of your season trying to come up with combinations that work. Because you can have good players, but sometimes they don't mesh as well together. And you got to have shooters, have somebody be able to handle the basketball. And your rotation at this point, at least I always like to get to about 8 or 9 at this point in the season and then and go with that. But both these coaches, they know their teams, and they'll have the right personnel out there for sure.
Redskins are down some 13, 14 percentage points at the free throw line. Very uncharacteristic for a Fort Loramie girls team to be shooting just above 60% at the stripe.
Right. Well, I mean, Avery Brandewey leads them at 74% of girls that have had enough shots. And then it drops all the way down to Ava Turner at 64%. So, yeah, if you're just barely shooting over 50% as a team from the free throw line, you're leaving a lot of points out there.
And just one tick, one percentage point better than 33 from the floor, shooting twos and threes all year long.
Right, yeah, their three-point shooting is 20 of 65. Their opponents have shot 32 more threes than they have, which I think is good for Loramie for two reasons. One, they're not shooting it very well, so they don't want to shoot a lot of threes. And if your opponent's shooting a lot of threes and only shooting it at 27%, that means you're ahead.
That's very well said. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Looking for work? Let Spherion go to work for you. S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney and Shelby County. Go to applyohio.com. Register now. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Let Spherion go to work for you.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Ruzicka offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components. One of them, about which we've alluded here in the pregame, is shoot the basketball better. These two teams have prided themselves in very good defense this season. The club that shoots the ball a little bit better will probably come out on top. How well each handles the other pressure will also be key. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Starting lineups in the tip in a moment for sales on the road at Fort Loramie. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangeman.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit Airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And once again, so many thanks to three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game. Just Redskins contests. Each time Fort Loramie plays all year long, they include Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We salute our Rushi Game sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life. Good place to go for a Christmas gift or two, the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. And we also say thank you to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. We say hi to Nick Pullenkamp, all of his staff and associates at Custom Foam. Starting lineups being introduced for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Ava Turner at guard, 5'8 senior, 11 points a game. She's joined by Skylar Albers, 6.5 a game, a 5'8 junior. Jaden Rose at the point, 3.5 per contest, a 5'6" junior. Along the front line, it is Victoria Mesher, 6'1 sophomore, 6 a game. Avery Brandewee, 5'10" sophomore, 10 points per game. A young lady who's come along very well last few weeks is the Meyer girl, Chuck. Carissa Meyer has been contributing. She's going to be a cog, I think, out front at guard.
Well, I mean, that's where their weakness is right now. Their guard play is not what it's been in the past. sometimes guard play has been absolutely their strength. But it's going to get there. I mean, I guarantee you their practices, they're out there, and their guard play is one of the critical things they're working on in practice.
For the Versailles girls, jumping center here to start the game, playing pivot, is Taylor Wagner, 6'1", a sophomore. Jenna Dirksen is at a wing, a 5'9", junior. Lexi Magato, a 5'6", senior, is in the opening five, along with Cassie Leach, a 5'6", junior, and Katie Litton, a freshman, 5'6" tall. Fort Loramie's taken the opening tip and missed right out of the chute, air ball, and the Versailles Tigers come up over the timeline with the basketball. First possession for the visiting Versailles team. Ball thrown down inside. Here's a fake pivot shot from the post, thrown on the arc to Leach, who misses a 15-footer. Rebound down to Albers for Fort Loramie. Long pass, air-mailed, 40 feet down the floor for Mesher, off her fingertips, out of bounds.
Even if she catches that, she's not going to be able to lay the ball in the basket.
Right. Played 50 seconds, no score. Each team with a shot. Here is Versailles handling it. It is Dirksen. Dirksen 25 feet away. Coming out to catch is Taylor Wagner, the post player. Then Wagner screens for the long jump shooter. Dirksen, bullseye! Bullseye. She's got it. Dirksen pours it in. Good looking form. Here's Fort Loramie throwing cross court. Wow! Ava Turner hits a teammate to Brandewee. Perfect pass, Chuck. Pinpoint precision.
Yep. And I like to see afterwards that Brandewee pointed to her and said, nice pass.
Thank you very much. 3-2, Versailles in the lead over Fort Loramie. Tigers scored first on a triple by Dirksen, and then Fort Loramie scored just a few seconds later. Here's Versailles throwing to Magato in the right corner, and she drops it out of bounds.
Yeah, the pass was down by her feet.
6:21 left in the first, 3-2, Versailles over Fort Loramie. Zone look from the Tigers?
Well, that's what you think you're going to get from them. I mean, Loramie has never shown that they're, even in their good years, zones can't give them problems.
Here is Turner out high, flips it down inside to Hoing. Hoing pivots, little shot from 6 feet right in front, danced off the ring, no good. Rebound Versailles up to midcourt, intercepted by Skylar Albers. She bolts to the baseline, has a shot partially blocked, gets it back, feeds a teammate on the arc. It's Turner. She jacks up a three, short, no good. One rebound, a second by Fort Loramie. Missed, but a foul against Versailles. Like the way the Redskins are aggressive on the offensive glass so far.
Well, one of the things in the games we've seen, their effort can't be, you can't say anything about the effort.
Avery Brandewee was the last to get the shot up on the iron for Fort Loramie in that series of putback attempts. And she was collared from behind. She's at the stripe. She shot fouls well this year as Avery hit a couple big ones in the overtime win last Saturday against Minster. And she pours in a pair right here. Swished them both. Fort Loramie's got a one-point lead, 4-3. Versailles against pressure. Throws it up the floor. No one is home. And the Redskins have got it. Here's a baseline J. 16-footer in. Ava Turner cans another. 6-3 in favor of the Redskins. We were talking about Ava in the pregame, Chuck. Boy, she can shoot it. She's streaky. And
absolutely streaky.
When she gets on a roll, look out, opposition. 5:13 to go, first quarter. 6-3, Fort Loramie in the lead. With the ball 25 feet away is Lexi Magato for Versailles. On top to Dirksen. Now Katie Litton near midcourt. Fires right side to Magato. Goes baseline. Around one Redskin player, another. Shoots it up. It hits the flange. Her plunk. It falls in. Good shot by Magato. Fort Loramie in a hurry. Oh, what a play. Beautifully done by the Redskins. Turner to Mesher. Redskins strike in a hurry once more. It's been a quick response offense for Fort Loramie here today.
Well, if you don't attack a zone real well, throw the ball down, get a layup.
Good point. 8-5 Redskins, 4:45 left in the first. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, like to tell you all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors. You've heard about Barker Insurance, I'm sure, one of the most valued agencies in the region. Since 1972, Barker's been serving the Upper Miami Valley, celebrating 50 years in business. Barker's got a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. After the Versailles timeout, a held ball occurs. Arrow favors the visiting Tigers, who throw it in near midcourt, down 8-5. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Versailles in the road, black, orange numbers outlined in white. Fort Loramie, the home white, black numbers trimmed in red. Had a lot of black sneakers out there on the floor being worn by Versailles. White ones by the Redskins. Here's a foul over guarding by Fort Loramie's Rose, 25 feet out on the hardwood.
Lytton's getting a little, she's getting a little annoyed with the defense, and she kind of threw an elbow that time. They called the second foul.
Inbounded to Dirksen for Versailles. He throws it on the play to Lytton. Lytton darts down the lane, loops one up. No good off the flange. Rebound Ava Turner. Fort Loramie pushes quickly. Ball thrown baseline right. Skylar Albers has a short corner jumper swatted out of bounds by Versailles. Was that Wagner who got a piece of that, Chuck?
That was Lytton that got the block.
Very well done by Lytton of Versailles, who came up from the left shoulder behind Albers and got a big piece of that shot. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie, fumbled below the basket, and the Tigers come away with it. 8-5 Fort Loramie, 3:54 to go here in the first quarter. Dribbling down the right side goes Katie Lytton, arches it cross court to Wagner. Wagner falls to the floor and is guilty of walking with the basketball. Getting set to come in for Versailles is Grace Osborne, a 5'6 sophomore. One senior.
Yeah, they got a lot of youth, don't they?
Yes. One 12th grader on the varsity roster for Versailles, three for Fort Loramie.
And Lytton's a freshman.
Very young Tigers team being built here by head coach Tracy Payne. And your number five, Carissa Meyer, on the floor for Fort Loramie. Gets a pass baseline left, and you're right.
Right on cue.
Bingo, she hits it. We talked about Carissa being increasingly important for this Fort Loramie team. She nailed a jumper right there. 10-5 Redskins. Here's Versailles attacking in the left corner. Ball thrown to Wagner in the post. Summer Hoying gets a mitt on it, strikes it away. Mesher's got it for Fort Loramie. Victoria down the floor, hits the cutting Turner, slashes to the baseline, nowhere to go. Her pass is picked off. Versailles has it, it's Leach. Ball thrown baseline left, jump shot, Versailles in! Lexi Magato lined one up and hit it right on the button. Long three, Skylar Albers, Fort Loramie. It circled the ring, came out. Strong offensive rebound, Summer Hoying, no good. Rebound Versailles. 2:36 to go in the first, 10-7. Fort Loramie in the lead. Summer Hoying, 5'11 junior, seeing action right now for the Redskins. Here's Versailles throwing out high to Magato. Magato goes left corner to a teammate who slices between a couple of Redskins, and she's chopped up on the arm.
Dirksen going to shoot a couple.
Free throws, Jenna Dirksen. Mesher picks up the personal. In the act of shooting was Jenna for Versailles. 10-7, Fort Loramie leads. 2:20 left in the first. Foul shot right on target. 10-8, Fort Loramie up two. Chuck, it's 10-8 with 2:20 left to go in the first quarter. That was last Saturday's halftime score.
Yeah, and I missed part of the second quarter because I fell asleep.
Second shot, Dirksen. It's in. A lot of rim. Front rim, backboard, front rim again. And it slithered down through the ropes. 10-9, Fort Loramie in the lead by a point. Four in a row here now by the Versailles Tigers. Versailles rotates the ball around the top of the circle. Carissa Meyer had it momentarily. Carissa, 5'6 junior. Ball thrown to the foul line for Mesher, and it's batted free by Versailles. Good steal. Here come the Tigers, quickly up the floor. Ball lobbed out inside for Wagner. No one there. It goes out of bounds. Minute 55 left in the first.
Good thought. I mean, Wagner was there just about 3 feet over her head.
I think a key to this game, Chuck, as you alluded in the pregame, is how well Versailles can take advantage of Wagner's size in the post. Baseline left, off-balance shot by Brandewey of Fort Loramie. She forced it way short. Rebound down to Versailles. A minute and a half to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie up 110-9. Allison Schwartz, 6 foot junior, on the floor now for Versailles. Here's Cassie Leach, top of the circle. Penetrates it. She's at the elbow on the right. Goes baseline right to Schwartz. Ball popped in the air by Mesher, and she saves it inbounds to Brandewey. Brandewey on a dash. Spin move in the lane. One-hander. Nice. Good by Brandewey of Fort Loramie. Sparkling play.
Yes. Yeah, she had 6'1", Schwartz right in her face.
12-9 Fort Loramie. Carissa Meyer with a steal at midcourt. Yanked it right away. Threw it down the hardwood to a teammate. Driving shot no good, but a foul from behind against Versailles. It was Jaden Rose on the receiving end, and she's at the stripe. Pummeled in the act of shooting below the backboard. Two throws coming for her. 12-9 Fort Loramie. 55 ticks left in the first quarter. Redskins up three. Couple of foul shots for Jaden Rose. First one is there.
She's the fifth player to score here in the first quarter for the Redskins. There's your balance. That's why you don't have anybody scoring 15, 20 points a game.
Right.
Because they're all capable and they all get about the same amount of time.
Yeah, Ava Turner at 11, just under 11, is the leading scorer for these two teams, just barely into double digits. Second free throw by Rose. Hits the back rim. Ricochets way out to a Tiger who is knocked to the floor. Common foul. 3-on-4 Loramie, 2-on Versailles. 52 seconds to go in the first.
And Mesher just picked up her second, so she's going to have a seat towards the end of the bench.
Here is Versailles in backcourt, down by four. Final 45 seconds, opening quarter of play. Litton throws down the left side. Missed steal by Fort Loramie. Leaves a man open, but then Versailles makes an errant pass. And then Fort Loramie makes an errant pass that almost goes out of bounds. Saved, though, by the Redskins.
Boy, Ava Turner, I don't know how she saved that.
Turner, 25 feet away, looks at the clock. 28 seconds to go. First quarter to Brandewey. Brandewey, Jaden Rose, right wing, it's Summer Hoing, ball high overhead, on top to Rose, left side, Skylar Albers, 17 to play, Tigers with harassing defense, final 11 seconds, first quarter, Rose 30 feet out, guarded tightly by Leach, down to 7, 6, 5, cross-court pass by Turner for Albers, deflected out of bounds by Dirksen, 3.9 to go. Inbounding for Fort Loramie, Skylar Albers, about 12 feet across the center line, side court, 3.9 on the clock. Albers chucks it to Rose, top of the circle, leans in, shoots, blocked on the play, well done by Dirksen, and that's how the first quarter comes to a conclusion. Fort Loramie girls 13, Versailles 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday through Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Big hoop by Turner for Fort Loramie to start the second quarter. Albers on the assist, and as Versailles attacks, the Tigers bounce the ball inside to Wagner, spin move in the paint, and she is nicked on the arm by Albers. Two free throws for the Versailles Tigers, who trail 15-9. Biggest spread in this game right now, 6 points.
Versailles came out and they decided they were going to trap, and Loramie just two passes, diagonal layup, they just sieved it. Made the first free throw, though.
First shot pumped up by Taylor Wagner is good for Versailles.
Swishes nice four.
Yes, swishes the second as well. 15-11 in favor of Fort Loramie, which notched a real quick hoop to open up play here in the second quarter. Here's a long lob pass from 30 feet out on the floor by Turner. Spotted Brandewee available low on the right near the rim. It was well thrown, caught by Brandewee. Dirksen came from the backside and smashed her on the shoulder. Couple free throws here for Avery. She dips the knees, all net. Talk about form. Boy, she's got it going at the stripe.
Yeah. She's only a sophomore, and even last year as a freshman, she contributed. She's going to be awfully good.
Both foul shots by Avery Brandewee, dead center. 17-11, Fort Loramie in the second, 7:20 to go. Here's Versailles having difficulty with Fort Loramie's pressure in backcourt. Pass deflected into the hands of Albers, who throws it away. Trying to reach Brandewee, cutting toward the other end.
Well, she's going to get the turnover, but Brandewee didn't run the floor. If she just would have taken off, she would have had a layup.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep. Pressure here by Fort Loramie in backcourt. Eight players to the left of the timeline. Quickly down the floor comes Versailles. It's Dirksen left open. The trailer right wing chucked up a three. Missed it hard off the back iron. Rebound is poked out of bounds by the Tigers. 17-11, Fort Loramie in the lead. Seven to play here in quarter number two. Little better offensive production for the Redskins here on this Saturday.
Yeah, the defense is, I mean, they're playing the zone. That should slow them down a little bit, but, yeah, Loramie looks better. That's a nice play.
Oh, right, boy, Versailles still zoning, and the ball went to the short corner to Jaden Rose, attacking the zone neatly. Then she spotted Brandewee in the paint, up and in.
Just rolled down from the high post. Just like you draw it up.
Superbly performed right there by the Fort Loramie girls, who lead 19-11 with 6:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Versailles outside the arc, thinks about going back door, not available. Schwartz has it. Far left flank to Dirksen. Goes baseline. Short corner leaner deflected by Fort Loramie. Good block on the play. Here come the Redskins on a 3-on-1. Down the floor to Hoying. Crammed and fouled from the rear. She'll get two at the stripe.
Well, they have the Versailles coaching staff has to be unhappy with how Loramie is beating them down the floor every time.
Tell you what, Chuck, it's a small sample size. 10 minutes here this afternoon. We've seen Fort Loramie girls in action several times this year. At best, 10 minutes together on the floor in terms of teamwork.
I think so, because Versailles is a pretty good basketball team. I mean, I 4-4 losses to really good teams, so. They're well coached, and they got some athletes.
First free throw by Hoying is missed. Second shot, front rim, backboard, and it rolls through. A lot of rim on the foul shot by Hoying. Feather-like touch, and it tickled the twine. Here's a drive from the left flank. Well done by Versailles. Holding to the rim and being fouled was a Tiger wing player. That was Katie Litton. And she was tagged on the elbow, saw an opening, and zipped right to the basket. Alex Rose in off the bench for Fort Loramie, picked up the personal.
I'll tell you what, this freshman has no fear. You can see that already.
Uh-huh. Free throw around and out to the left by Litton. 9-point lead has now been built by Fort Loramie. 20-11, 20-12 on the made free throw by Litton, one of two. 8-point lead for Fort Loramie. Here is a good attack for the Redskins. Ball thrown down inside, and Fort Loramie unable to finish. Tough break for Carissa Meyer. Hit every inch of the rim and trickled away. Versailles attacking right now. Inside to the post to Wagner. Up and good. Fine assist. 6-point game again. Fort Loramie into Hoying in the post. Low in the left. It is short. Missed it. Rebound jerked off the glass by Wagner of Versailles. Long lead out down the floor to the driver through the paint area. Missed on the play by Litton. Loose ball right corner. Tigers get it back. Jump shot left wing. 15-footer. Bingo! Ball popped in to Grace Osborne. Big hoop. 20-16. My mistake, it was Lexi Magato. 12, not 13. And once down by 9, Versailles has trimmed it to 4. 5:17 to go in the second. Timeout Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Jaden Rose to midcourt for Fort Loramie, which is on top by 4 now. Had been 9. 5 minutes remaining till halftime. High left, it's Ava Turner against the zone. Popping out right wing is Skylar Albers. Dribbles on the floor a little too much. No, it was Brandaway who bounced it an extra time, and Versailles swiped it. Here come the Tigers. Chance to cut it to 1 or 2. It's Cassie Leach. Gives it up out near midcourt to a teammate. Tigers try to size up this Fort Loramie man-to-man defense. Dribbling patiently is Litton. Gives it up on the play to Wagner. High right. It goes to Cassie Leach. Good hedge. Fine switch off by Fort Loramie defensively. Leach still on the bounce. Now to Litton. 35 feet away. Near the Redskins logo. She's picked up her dribble. Should have been a 5-second count. Oh, they called an offensive foul belatedly.
Absolutely. She did it down here earlier in front of the bench, and the referee didn't see it. That time, she dropped her shoulder just to get her off. She's frustrated. She's got to make sure, and the coach is telling her, you got to make sure you keep your shoulder up. You can step at the defender, but you can't drop a shoulder into him.
I thought for sure it was every bit of a 5-7.
That could have been two.
Second count. Nonetheless, Fort Loramie's got possession. We played half the second quarter. Here's a bullet-like throw outside the arc on the left by Mesher, trying to hit Brandwee, slashing below the rim, and it goes wide of the mark, out of bounds.
Well, 17 turnovers combined with the two teams.
Neither coach happy with that for certain. Under 4 to play, second quarter. Fort Loramie's not scored now in close to 2 minutes. Here is Lexi Magato 30 feet away. Straight on to Schwartz. Schwartz, too much dribbling. Stolen on the play by Brandaway. She dashes the other way. Goes the final 60 feet and lays it through. Big turn of events right there. Fort Loramie up 6. 22-16. 3:30 to go, second quarter. In backcourt, it's Osborne for Versailles, dribbling, and head coach Tracy Payne gets a well-used timeout.
She had the count on. She knew they were at 9. She had no choice.
Hey, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery too at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. You know, you'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See new and pre-owned Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GAIERS.com. For Sales with the ball in the right corner, down six. Here's a good feed across the bottom of the key to Magato. She catches and from 6 feet drops it in. Fort Loramie out of control, driving hard toward the rim goes Turner. She took it the last 50 feet, laid it up short. There was a thicket of players in black jerseys down below the iron, and Turner could not score it. Near collision at midcourt, in fact, of her Sales player goes flying. No foul on Carissa Meyer.
She drilled her.
Grace Osborne went down hard. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, 22-18, Fort Loramie up four. Versailles with about the third chance in the last 90 seconds to cut it to one or two. Here's Osborne, throws it away, intended to reach Dirksen, picked off by Meyer. Meyer down the floor, leans in, and attracts a two-shot foul. Good play by Carissa. Versailles fans wanting to know why that was a foul, and Osborne being flattened right in front of us about 15 seconds ago was not a foul.
I think that's what is being asked down here right now by the coach.
Tracy's got a quizzical look on her face. Tracy Payne, head coach of Versailles in her fifth year. Free throw, Carissa Meyer up and in. Redskins shooting fouls at a good clip here today.
We've seen these three officials quite a bit, and they usually do a pretty nice job. I mean, you're going to miss one now and then. That was a pretty obvious one there that they missed.
Here is Carissa Meyer lofting up the second foul shot. Ooh, way up in the air, right down through the net. Six-point lead, Fort Loramie, 24-18.
8 for 10 from the free throw line.
Head coach Carlos Siegel will take that any Saturday afternoon for sure. Magato in traffic, baseline left for Versailles. Throws it to Wagner outside the lane on the right. Leans in, 8-footer, blocked away by Fort Loramie. Long lead out to Turner. Look at her go with the left hand. No good. And Versailles has got the board. Just not quite enough muscle on that shot by Ava. Rebound down to short, Silver Sales. 2:14 to go. Second quarter.
That's where you jump stop and go up strong.
Right. Near steal by Brandewee, 30 feet out on the floor. Tigers trace it back down, though. It's Cassie Leach against Meyer. Leach on the bounce, under two to play, second period. Ball thrown outside the arc on the left to Magato. Left wing to Schwartz. Ball high overhead. Allison fires near side to Leach. Pulls up. Nice pick and roll. Down inside for Schwartz. Bobbles. Can't hang on. And Fort Loramie gobbles it up. Outlet to Jaden Rose. Minute 38 to go. Second quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 6. 24-18. Right side pass. Ava Turner straight away to Meyer. Meyer drops it. Tracks it down. Flips it near side to Rose. Minute 20 to go in the second. Meyer left flank, straightaway Turner, zone defense by Versailles. Ball lobbed down inside by Turner, hits the cutter, who lays it up. Brandewee couldn't get the roll. Ball hit every centimeter, the iron came off, but Avery is awarded two at the stripe. Brandewee shoots. Avery Brandewee, Chuck, I don't think has hit the rim on her foul shots here today. That one barely grazed the back iron.
Five for five.
As it went right down through the netting. Perfect shot at the stripe by Avery. 25-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins' biggest lead was 9 at 20-11. Brandewee again, 6 in a row. Right up and through, dead center. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie, minute 12 to go, first half. 26-18 Redskins. Here's Leach outside the arc on the left. Straight away to Schwartz. Near side it goes. On the play to Heidi Stammen, who's in, 5'6 junior. Errant pass picked off by Fort Loramie. Oh, one, two, three throws. Alex Rose on the finish. What a touch pass by Brandewee.
Yeah, boy.
Assist of the game, maybe of the year. Woo! Biggest lead of the game for Fort Loramie, 10, 28-18. 40 seconds left in the second. High dribble by Schwartz, nearly walked. Gave it up near side to a teammate. Oh, it's stolen by Alex Rose. A theft by her. She dashes down the floor in traffic near the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Versailles. 22 seconds to go first half. Tigers need a bucket here to get it down below 10 prior to intermission. 15, 14, 13 seconds remaining. Versailles, Cassie Leach on the bounce. Alex Rose has come in, giving Fort Loramie a lift. Right side pass to Lexi Magato, and the ball is tipped away out of bounds by the Redskins with 4.9 to be played in quarter number two.
And they're bringing in their two scorers that have been sitting with two fouls now. Good job coaching, getting them in on offense with 4 seconds to go.
Yep, for sure. Jenna Dirksen back out there along with Lexi Magato inbounding. Right in front of the Fort Loramie bench is Katie Litton. Fire straight away to Leach, right back to Litton. Open jump shot, three-pointer, overshot it, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. And the first half close is a good one, very competitive. Fine scoring by both clubs. Fort Loramie 28, Versailles 18 in girls hoops. Saturday matinee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget tonight, 6:55 airtime. Fort Loramie boys entertain the Tigers in the second game of our doubleheader. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, the Chairman's Reserve meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Mm-mm-mm. Dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. The Anna Market, at your service, Chairman's Reserve meats. Sounds like a bargain to me, Chuck. The Anna Market, outstanding, high quality, prime and premium pork, and prime and premium beef.
I love places that sell the good beef.
Can't beef about it. Well, that was bad.
That was one of your worst, and I've heard some.
That was not planned. It was ill-timed. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Kathy Wilson, stylist Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at the Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon. Every post, every interaction I've seen on the internet, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, positive reports from the Cutaway Styling Salon, which will give you your best due. Cutaway, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our halftime report here today on scoresbroadcast.com is being brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice, and Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. Check our halftime report. Redskins up 10, 28-18 over the Versailles Tigers.
Well, the Tigers have an 11-10 rebounding advantage. Lormy, four offensive rebounds. Versailles only one. One of the keys is Lormy turned it eight times, mostly on trying to run the ball down the floor. Versailles has turned it 14 times, and a lot of those are against the pressure defense that Lormy throws at you. Both teams shooting free throws very well. Lormy 10 of 12, Tigers 5 of 6. Scoring, Lexi Magato had 8, 2 or 4 from Taylor Wagner. They got 5 from Jenna Dirksen and 1 from Katie Litton. They scored 9 in each quarter, 18 at the half. That's pretty bad, 9 in each quarter and then to 14. I can add. I was thinking about the next thing I was going to say.
You get a mulligan.
Yeah, okay. Well, Avery Brandewey has 14 for Lormy in the first half. Then they got 4 from Turner, 4 from Meyer, Chris Meyer. They got 2 from Mesher. They got 2 from Alex Rose. They got 1 from Jaden Rose. They got 1 from Summer Hoying. So they 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 young ladies scored. They scored 13 and 15 and lead at 28-18 at the half.
Chuck, strengths of both teams after two quarters. What did you see?
I really like the scoring guard play of Versailles. They kind of struggle against the pressure defense, but boy, do they go to the boards and they play hard on Lormy. You got Avery Brandewey having a game, and I really like Carissa Meyer has had a good, and then Alex Rose coming off the bench had a couple of really good plays there late in the second quarter to help push it up to a 10-point lead.
And that is our halftime report. Fort Lormy 28, Versailles Girls 18. Our halftime brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormy and Schnippel Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormy played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormy.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormy.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by. at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We welcome you back to Fort Loramie High School. Redskins girls team leads Versailles 28-18. We are about a half minute or so away from the start of our second half. Very good first half, entertaining, action, fast-paced.
Tigers will get the ball first. They deferred, so they get the ball to start the second half.
I like that. I missed the coin toss. What was there one?
Yeah, it hit the floor and rolled away. Nobody saw it.
Okay. Inbounding far side of the floor for the Versailles Tigers is Dirksen. Throws it to the center line to Litton. Versailles down by 10. Here's a baseline drive by the Tigers. Thrown away. Intended top of the circle for Magato. Picked off by Brandon. We have four Lorman. Oh, she's not stopped. She took it 80 feet and scored.
Mesher screened her off, and she just took it right to the rack, and nobody from Versailles reacted. Nobody.
Boy, was that nicely done by Mesher. Heads up play by her. Another steal by Fort Loramie. Albers on a run out. Blew it, no good. Followed by Mesher with the left hand. Missed it, but she's tagged on the wrist, and she's got two. And Fort Loramie has bolted Chuck to a 12-point cushion.
This is not the start that the Lady Tigers wanted to see, turning the ball over twice on their first two possessions.
Right. Couple of foul shots. Mesher first is perfect. 31-18, Fort Loramie up 13, biggest lead of this game. 7:26 to go in the third quarter. Second game of two tonight. Airtime roughly 6:55 for Versailles boys against Fort Loramie. Second shot, Mesher off to the left. Rebound comes down to the Versailles Tigers. Up the floor right in front of us is Magato with the ball. Circles to the center line. 31-18, Versailles trails. Tigers have got it to four at the three-minute mark of the second quarter of play. Had a few possessions to get it to two or one. Couldn't get it done. There's a high dribble by a Tiger down the left side of the lane. Dirksen might have gotten away with a violation. Shot it up, no good. Got a rebound, was fouled, and she will shoot two.
Yep, and she gained an advantage by it. That should have been called.
I agree for certain. That was overlooked. First shot, but Dirksen is right on the button. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Mike Holdhouse, 295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, trying to throw passes from too far out on the court, trying to make them too precise. You got to dribble, get a better angle, and move the ball.
Well, after for Sales. Missed down to her left, as you mentioned, Chuck. Fort Loramie with a tough pass. Missed a shot in traffic down low. Then fouled in anxiousness, going for the offensive rebound. Versailles has possession, trailing by 11, 31-20. 6:16 to go in the third quarter. Ball thrown near side to Lexi Magoteau, the 5'6" senior. Gives it up to Grace Osborne. There's a poor pass, well across court, right into the hands of Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Down the floor into the lane, dishes to Turner in the corner. Ava hangs on, finds Albers. Open player left flank is Mesher. 17-footer rolls off. Rebound in the paint by Albers.
Foul.
Then she throws it right back on the arc, and Fort Loramie restarts the attack.
Man, is she having a game.
Foul line, Mesher pivoting straight away. 9-footer off to the right. Good rebound, Brandewee going to work. Got it for two. And a foul on Versailles. Avery Brandewee with one heck of a play.
She has 18 of her 33.
Wow.
And she's almost got Versailles.
She is coming into her own here this afternoon as the lead is swollen back up to 13 for Fort Loramie, 33-20. 5:36 to go here in the third quarter of play. Avery at the stripe, where she has been perfect on the afternoon, hasn't missed. Barely touched the rim. Swish again. What a game for Avery. 34-20, Fort Loramie. With 5.5 to go in the third. And we've got a foul in backcourt against Fort Loramie. Versailles will throw it in. Very critical stretch for the Tigers, who've lost touch with Fort Loramie. Versailles needs to get it back down to within striking range, 8 or 9 preferably, before the third quarter finishes. Here comes Katie Litton, freshman, 5'6" tall, brings it up the floor, goes baseline right, hands it off to a teammate. Player went down sliding for Versailles. It's ruled a travel.
Well, I think Wagner caught it. I think she thought she was going to lean into a player. Nobody was there.
Quick pass by Fort Loramie up the floor to Turner. Open three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebound Skylar Albers. Hook shot in the lane. No good. Long board to Turner, who pots a 12-footer right down through the hole.
6 offensive rebounds in the third quarter in the first 3 minutes for Loramie.
Wow. Tracy Payne, head coach of the Tigers, gets a timeout. The lead has been propelled to 16 for Fort Loramie. 5 to play in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Up here we go. Final 5 minutes, third quarter. And this third period, Chuck, has been all Redskins, outpointing Versailles by how many?
8-2.
Dribbling down the floor for the Tigers. It is Litton straight away. Gives it off to Wagner. Sloppy pass. And it's right into the hands of Ava Turner. She dashes the other way. Darts to the rim. Crowd on his feet. Good play by Turner. Stole it. Made a hard-driving layup. Showing her running skills. And then Versailles pitches it out of bounds.
20 turnovers now for the Tigers.
38-20. Ava Turner, big basket for Fort Loramie. 18-point spread. Ball lob low on the right by Albers. Hits a teammate, Turner, knocked away out of bounds. Off the Tigers last. Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com. To Spherion Staffing and Recruiting. Spherion, it works. Go to applyohio.com. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Bad pass, Fort Loramie, stolen by Versailles. Tigers hastily down the floor, knocked out by the Redskins. Versailles will throw in, trailing by 18 with 4:23 to go in the third quarter. Ball lobbed in the paint for Schwartz, knocked away by Fort Loramie. Bust out by Albers, got it for two more. Versailles on a roll here in the third.
It's a track meet.
And the Redskins have doubled the score on Versailles at 40-20. Versailles tries to go high, low, down inside for the post player, stolen by the Redskins. A runaway, Turner, two more at the other end. In transition, Fort Loramie is smoking hot right now. 3:57 to go in the third, Fort Loramie 42, Versailles 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And thanks so much. You're on scoresbroadcast.com to the Anna Market, where you buy only the high select Chairman's Reserve meats, highly select Chairman's Reserve meats, beef and pork, the top 10% in color, marbling, texture, and taste. The Anna Market serves you the very best to the best, like you. Versailles trailing now by 22. Final 3 minutes, 40 seconds, third quarter. Here's Magato with the ball, left baseline, short corner. Holds the ball overhead, and Turner reaches in for Fort Loramie and jerks it away. Then an errant pass to midcourt, stolen back by Dirksen of the Tigers. Near side pass to Magato. Here comes the double team, and a hacking foul on Fort Loramie. Couple three changes for the Redskins. Coming out for Fort Loramie, Albers and Turner. Boy, they've been sprinters here in the third period, Chuck.
you got 6 and 5 out of those two young ladies.
Boy, they have been darting and dashing up and down the court here in the third quarter, especially riddling Versailles. Outside the arc on the right at Dirksen. Spots a player down low at Schwartz. Turnaround Jay from 6 feet, no good. Rebounded by the six-footer Schwartz. Up and in. She's got it. 42-22. Biggest lead for Fort Loramie had been 42-20. 3 minutes to go in the third. Here's Mesher out high for Fort Loramie. Has it raked away by the Tigers. Good steal. Ball into the hands of Magato. Up the floor to Litton. Baseline right. Pulls up. Feeds it 25 feet away to Wagner. Wagner now to Schwartz. Goes back inside for Wagner. Good overplay by Hoing, who gets a piece of it. Loose ball to Dirksen.
Pass.
Oh, what a feed. That was one of those pocket-like passes along the baseline below the backboard. Dirksen to Schwartz. Easy deuce. Four straight points for the Tigers. 42-24. Fort Loramie. 2:16 to go, third quarter. Foul line open player Brandewee. Dumps it down inside to Hoing. Gives it up to Carissa Meyer out of the left corner. A three ball. A beauty. Carissa Meyer nails a 22-footer. Good ball distribution by the Redskins. 21-point spread. Fort Loramie in the lead. Dirksen, top of the circle. Puts it on the deck a couple times. Picked up by Meyer. Outside the arc on the right to Magato. Short corner. Feeds it back to Wagner. And she spins, goes baseline, leaves it short from 7 feet. Rebound Fort Loramie, walk in backcourt, committed by Brandewee, who laughs it off.
Well, she started to throw a pass. The girl wasn't looking, but she had committed herself. She should have just gone ahead and thrown the ball.
Carla Siegel smiled, too, as if to say, "And we're entitled to one boo-boo here in the third quarter.
You got me 19 points. I think that's okay."
Long three jacked up by Dirksen of Versailles. No good. Rebound in the lane, but Wagner might have walked. Missed the shot anyway. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Long cross-court pass. Jaden Rose to Turner. She's bottled up down below the rim, but she is knocked on the head. Fouled, and she'll get two. Ava Turner to the line for the Redskins, who lead up to 21 with a minute 27 to go here in the third quarter. Dipping the knees is Ava, lines up the shot, and buries it. In just a moment here, we'll tell you all about Burke Petroleum in Minster, one of our outstanding new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Burke Petroleum, now marketing propane. Second shot, Turner, a little hard. Rebound down to Magoteau. Magoteau in backcourt. Gives it up to a teammate. It is Heidi Stammen, 5'6 junior. Handoff on the play to Leach. Leach tries to drive, can't do it. Ball rotated to Osborne, who knifed through the lane area, and Fort Loramie gave her an elbow. Foul called against the Redskins. It is common. Foul totals 5 on Fort Loramie, 3 on Versailles.
Bryn Holland checking in now for Brandewee.
Holland, a junior, wears 43 on her back. Ball inbounded low on the left to Schwartz. Open four-footer, skipped off the rim. Tough break. Real tough break. A long rebound to Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Turner. Extra pass on the inside. Shot missed by Holland, but she'll go to the stripe 4-2.
What a nice pass by Turner that time.
I tell you what, Fort Loramie has been dishing the ball off beautifully here today. Couple free throws for Holland. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs, too. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs as well. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. One free throw, good one missed by Holland. Versailles has the ball, number 23, 47-24, 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ball fired to Magoteau low on the left. Tried to give it up in the paint to a teammate, and Fort Loramie clawed the ball away. Up the court, Redskins, Jaden Rose, head of the key. Fires left side for Turner. In the lane, it's Holland. Back to Turner, straight away Rose, 20 seconds to go in the third. Jaden Rose to Alex Rose, right flank, back to Jaden. 15-14. Here's Holland looking inside, no one home. We're at 10, 9, 8. Straight away, 30 feet out, Turner, left corner, Albers, sets and shoots the three. Little heavy, weak side rebound, fumbled, out of bounds, off for Sales with 3.1 to go.
Well, Skylar Albers is a good three-point shooter if she gets her feet set and she gets her shoulders squared. She has a tendency to really hurry her shots.
And a little bouncy at times on her feet. Oh, here's a good play by Fort Loramie. The slicing Turner caught it in the lane, threw it up off the glass too hard. Buzzer sounds. Third quarter concludes. Fort Loramie up 23. I should say Fort Loramie up 23. If I did say Versailles, I was mistaken. Redskins lead it 47-24 after 24 minutes. To conclude our thought about Burke Petroleum, don't forget Burke Petroleum is in Minster. Now marketing propane, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, burkepetroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. Thanks to Fort Loramie game sponsors, with us each and every Fort Loramie game only all year long. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires. And a big thank you to Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. All three in Fort Loramie. Gratitude. Thank you so much. In addition, Rushi, Superior Aluminum, Francis Schulze Company, and the Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main in Rushi. Don't forget Custom Foam Products, located in Fort Loramie on South Main Street. Nick Fullenkamp, the man in charge. He, his staff, and associates say hello to all of you. And from scoresbroadcast.com to each and every listener, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Opening seconds, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up 47-24. Biggest lead has been 24 points. Jaden Rose has the ball, head of the key, picked up by Magato. Left side to Brent Holland. Goes foul line to Brandewee. Shot fake. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Banker, no good. She got the rebound back and scored it from 6 feet away on the right. How many points for Brandewee, Chuck?
That's 21 for the young lady.
She has just hit the 20 mark. She's at 21 for the afternoon. Dazzling game by Avery. I think she's got a lock on Clancy's.
I would think so.
Long three-pointer missed by Versailles. We got a scrum for the loose ball, right baseline. Picked up on the play by Fort Loramie's Brandewee. And just as head coach Carla Siegel called a timeout. 7 minutes to play in the game. 49-24, Fort Loramie in the lead. Redskins' biggest cushion of the afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Fort Loramie possession. Skylar Albers took a knock on the head during that last melee below the basket. She is in the locker room at the moment. Redskins have the ball outside the arc on the right. It's Ava Turner. Turner on the bounce. Gives it up to Carissa Meyer straight away. Meyer picked up on the play by Litton. Handoff on the play to Brandewee. Good pivot move through the lane. Shot a bit short. Rebound down to Versailles. On the go at midcourt. It is Heidi Stahman with the ball. 5'6 junior. 6:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Chuck, what did Versailles have in the way of points at intermission?
They had 18.
So six, a measly half dozen for the Tigers offense.
Well, they'd only scored nine in the first, nine in the second, so it didn't drop off that much.
Right.
Not a real offensive machine.
Versailles has been stalled offensively most of this afternoon. Here's a drive to the rim. Right down the pike to the basket goes Katie Litton, and she attracts contact. She's at the stripe for a pair.
Well, 24 turnovers will keep your scoring down, too.
Litton, fine-looking freshman, 5 feet, 6 inches tall, ninth grader, toes the stripe for Versailles, eyes the goal, and she connects. 49-25 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot upcoming.
Do you have the scores of the two Marion games where they...
One was real lopsided, one was moderately close. Second free throw, Litton, good as well. 49-26. 23-point spread. Redskins attack on the arc. It's Turner, fakes left, goes right. Oh, wheels to the rim,
wow.
Scores! What a drive, but Turner faked her defender and sliced to the right. Went baseline, kissed one in off the window, 51-26. 25-point advantage, biggest of the game for the Redskins, who make another steal. One more turnover for Versailles. Good entry from the left wing. Meyer found Mesher. Wow, what a pass, Chuck.
Great pass. Angle. He was right down on the, getting ready to say it. She took a dribble, got down on the perfect angle, gave it to Mesher, and she got hacked on the shot.
Yep, that word angle was displayed to perfection right there by Carissa Meyer. She had just what she wanted. Good look for Mesher. Got the ball in shooting position as Victoria was angling. There's that word again, toward the rim. First of two free throws, perfect. Second one is pure. Both of them on the mark. 53-26. Fort Loramie girls up 27. 5:30 left to go in this game. Behind the back goes Litton, top of the circle, drives into the middle, blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Versailles gets it back. Long three by Leach, short off to the left. Rebound Jaden Rose, outlet to Mesher. In the left corner, it's Turner. Open three ball, little strong. Hit the flange, kicked out of bounds. It will be Versailles' possession. Needless to say, Chuck, Fort Loramie's best four-quarter effort of the year.
Absolutely, and I was getting ready to say, this freshman for Versailles, she got one block. She went back and got it and turned it into another shot. That young lady's going to be a ball player.
Now, Katie Litton, 5'6" frosh, just a ninth grader. And she's got what you call instincts.
Yep.
Very innate ability.
No, she just turned it over.
Error by Litton, taken away by Randaway for Fort Loramie. She bolts right down the middle, powers to the rim. It's good. Randaway stormed the last 50 feet. 55-26, Fort Loramie. Here is Versailles attacking, dribbling into the right corner along the baseline. Defensive foul against Fort Loramie.
Be 1-on-1 now.
One and the bonus for the Tigers. Boy, the Redskins displaying confidence here today. Not the hesitancy on offense that we've seen in recent games. Of course, Minster zone quite a bit last Saturday.
They did zone, and they had good guard play. I mean, that was right. Definitely their strength.
Right. 1-1 for Versailles. Free throw pumped up and in. Second shot here for Litton. One bounce of the basketball. 55-27 Fort Loramie. Litton connects again, and it's 55-28.
5 of 6 for the young lady from the free throw line. Kind of a strange form, but she makes it, so I would never try to correct it.
Here is Turner in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Hands it off to Mesher. She strides ahead, top of the key. Goes right side to Turner. Baseline right, Jaden Rose. Hits a cutter down the lane, it's Turner. In some height from Versailles. Shot blocked, and Fort Loramie gets it back to him. It's Mesher to Jaden Rose. On the arc to Turner. Foul line shot by Hoing. Bingo!
Wow.
16-footer, Summer Hoing.
Nice.
She poured it through, spot on.
She caught it at the foul line, got herself squared, hit a nice jumper.
Well, talk about confidence. Boy, she had it on that motion. Here's a drive by Versailles, laid up there on the rim, short by Leach. Rebound Redskins, long throw down to Hoing again in the lane. Bottled up, throws on the arc to Jaden Rose. Low on the right to Mesher, little looper from 7 foot, good! Man, is Fort Loramie playing ball today.
Yeah, everybody. This win is fun.
Head coach Tracy Payne of Versailles watching the Redskins have their coming out party this afternoon. Versailles played real good basketball, hung with Fort Loramie the first two periods. Second half has been totally dominated by the homestanding Redskins. Here's a backdoor play, good pass by Versailles. Osborne hits a teammate who's too far under, though, and Fort Loramie stabs the ball out of bounds. With 3:03 to go, fourth quarter. Carissa Meyer out, Ava Turner out. They both played exceedingly well in this game this afternoon for Fort Loramie.
It's 31-10 here in the second half.
What a bust out. Rebound is, I should say, the inbounds pass by Versailles from below the backboard is pinballed all over the place. Hit about 6 different sets of fists, and then Fort Loramie finally made the recovery. Holland down the floor, left corner. to Alex Rose. Rotated near side to Mesher. Where Normie tries to post up Holland. Alex Rose in the lane. It is stabbed away from the backside by Versailles. Quickly up the floor to Grace Osborne. Pull up Jay from 15. Swish! Osborne on the money for the Tigers. My mistake.
Yep.
It was Lexi Magoteau, 12, not Grace Osborne, 13. Good looking shot by Magoteau. She has been sharp here today for the Tigers. 29-point lead for Fort Loramie. Holland, straight away it goes to Hoing. Summer to Alex Rose. 2 minutes left in the game. Near side to Hoing. She peers in for Mesher. Can't find her. Popping out to catch. Jaden Rose. Near side Holland. Guarded by Schwartz. Minute 48 to go in the fourth quarter. 59-30 Fort Loramie. Falling down at the top of the circle is Jaden Rose for the Redskins. Versailles over the limit. 1-1 for Fort Loramie. Don't forget, boys, action tonight for sales here at Fort Loramie. 6:55 airtime. I'd like to remind you about Myers Tavern in Bodkins, a favorite of the home crowd, and also those who come to Myers from all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. Free throw circles the rim twice and comes out. Versailles driving baseline left. Ball thrown to Magoteau through the bottom of the key. Opposite side, 12-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Tigers.
A lot of new faces out there for Loramie now.
Yep, some very fresh white shirts on the court at the moment. We'll pick them up for you as they enter. On the floor, Olivia Mesher. She's got the ball 30 feet away, 1:17 to go in the game. Ball thrown to Alex Rose at the foul line. Good-looking shot. She nailed it. Alex Rose pots a 16-footer dead on. Versailles down the floor, 1 minute left in the game, 61-30 Redskins. Jacking up a three is Dirksen for Versailles. Hits the rim, bounds away, and we've got a held ball on the rebound. Versailles will control it. Don't forget Myers Tavern in Bodkins, known at noon and at night for a little bit of everything. Pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. Versailles, good play. Entry pass to Katie Litton, who finishes. 61-32. Fort Loramie in the lead. Ball thrown down low for Holland. And it's bopped out of bounds by the arm of a Tiger. Breakfast starts at 6 at Myers in Bodkins at 303 North Main. The omelets are phenomenal. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Here's a steal on the play by Litton. Litton darts down the floor below the rim, and it's tipped away out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Proud to be a local casual hangout, welcoming you for any meal of the day. It is Bodkins Myers Tavern. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout now from Myers. 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better. Litton's got a couple free throws here for Versailles. She's short on the shot. 34.5 to go, fourth quarter. 61-32 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot coming up here. Litton, 1-2-3 dribbles, aims and scores the charity toss. 61-33. This has been a phenomenal second half for Fort Loramie. Redskins, Chuck, have scored, 35, 30-some points here in the final two quarters.
Yeah, they scored 19 in the third quarter, and they've scored 14 here in the fourth.
33-point second half. And it was just last week, Fort Loramie girls had 10 points at the intermission break against Minster. 20 seconds to go in the game. 28-point difference. Here's Holland, violation called against Fort Loramie with 14.7 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie will shoot for win number 500 on Thursday against Houston. Here's a drive to the basket by Versailles. No good. Bounds off the glass, the rim. It comes down to Holland, and that will do it. Fort Loramie whips Versailles here today. After a real competitive first two quarters, the Redskins generate terrific offense over the final two periods and sticky, tenacious defense to force Versailles to pile up turnovers. And the Redskins win it going away big time by a 61-33 final tally. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Loramie contest, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, all in Fort Loramie. And we say hello to Carl Arns at Brookins. That's where we are headed in about 20 minutes or so, Carl. Heat up that chicken. We're going to be chomping down on it very shortly. Once again, so many thanks to our Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We'll take a two-minute break, then return. We'll talk about Jackson Center Pro Hardware before we bring along Chuck in our postgame. 61-33, Redskins win it on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.com.
Hey, don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Meet all your winterizing needs at the Pro Hardware stores in Greenville and Jackson Center. 20% off DeWalt Power Tools. Great prices on solid wood raised panel cabinets, a beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Get them in 3 days. Like the Pro Hardware stores on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike right here on scoresbroadcast.com, as well as the Greenville store at 418 South Broadway. And just down the street in Jackson Center, Darren has opened up Brickhouse Eatery. From hardware to hard-to-beat good food, Brickhouse Eatery, located in Jackson Center at 205 West Pike. Chuck, let's wrap it up. Great afternoon for the Fort Loramie Redskins. best four quarters of the year. Dynamite explosive second half.
Ooh. Yeah, they played incredibly well. They ended up with a 26-23 rebounding advantage, but more important than that, 12-5 on the offensive boards. That shouldn't have happened to Versailles today. Individual scoring for the Tigers, they were led by Lexi Magato with 10 and Katie Linton with 8. I'm going to give Linton the player of the game. I thought she had a terrific game.
Yep.
Good-looking sophomore, or freshman, I mean. On the other side, Avery Brandewey had 23. They got 13 from Ava Turner, 7 each from Meyer and Victoria Mesher. And I'm going to go, obviously, with Brandewey, but I'm going to give one to Carissa Meyer, too. I thought she was terrific today.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 KNOXCNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Like to salute Pinnacle Sports Therapy, located in Fort Loramie, also an office in Versailles. We hope to have Jim Spitzer on just briefly for a couple of minutes in our pregame tonight. Then hopefully, Chuck, you will stick around, and Jim will work on both of our backs during the play-by-play in color of tonight's boys' game between Versailles and Fort Loramie Airtime at 6:55. Don't forget, we do plan to cover the Layman Catholic boys against Covington on Tuesday night, 6:55 airtime, and then 6:45 airtime next Wednesday, Sydney girls on the road at Tippecanoe. That's a look at our upcoming...
And then we got Friday night at Rushi.
Yes, Botkins at Rushi next Friday evening, 2 days before Christmas. So a busy week next week before a light week between Christmas and New Year's. Enjoyed it here today, Fort Loramie, winning big time. Chuck, what was the final score again? I did not...
61-33.
61-33, Redskins win it by 28. A terrific second half. A great final two quarters. The best game of the year turned in by the Fort Loramie girls for sure. Fort Loramie advancing to 8-0, playing Houston on Thursday, as head coach Carlos Siegel will shoot for win number 500. The Versailles Tigers, coached by Tracy Payne, now 4-5 on the year, as they will kick into high gear in Midwest Athletic Conference play. Right now, the Versailles girls are 2-1 in conference action. For all of our online listeners, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you. Thanks for joining us. For Chuck alongside Color Stats On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie girls have defeated Versailles 61-33.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.